Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the peace to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yes. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your jaws and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational stack to see successful guests promote a self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Origin. The evolution of the origin has begun. It's some amazing, powerful energy that's on the planet at this time. And if we go back to all of the amazing goddesses that walk the earth, that have been here beside us, with us, bringing us to this particular point. We have to go back, as far back as ancient Kemet, and to think about all of the great goddesses of that time, going back to the goddess Hypatia, and bringing ourselves all through our continent of Africa, and Queen Nzinga, and all of those amazing sisters, those amazing goddesses, all of them. This energy is here now. And so all of the Freedom Sisters, Ida B. Wells, Harriet Tubman, all of them, Sojourner Truth, coming out of that era and bringing us all the way up to where we are now, to where this energy has arisen in our youth, in the young goddesses that are here. Ashe to Aaliyah. All of the amazing goddesses, the goddesses of love, starting at the birthplace of the goddess Offset, spreading this love all over the world for everyone. All of these amazing goddesses lifting up this energy, opening it up, holding open the portal and the gateway for love, for true divine love. It's time now that all of the goddesses and all of those who hold the energy of the goddesses of the origin to take our rightful places. The energy is here now. More than ever, it is here. It's time for evolution. An evolution of love. An evolution of love and light. And to be able to spread that throughout the whole entire planet. The origin. All of those who are around the planet that have awakened to this energy, this divine energy of understanding, of light and of love. Not just love as it is on the surface, but real unconditional love. Love that is caring. Love that is healing. Love that is uplifting. And love that doesn't fucking compromise at all. the origin, the goddesses. It's time. It's time to awaken. It's time to take the rightful place. It's time now. The energy is here. The ancestors are with us to make this divine exchange and turning it over to the origin. Celebrate. Embrace it. Love it. Know it. Feel it. And begin to live it. The origin. Greeting everyone. Peace and love to everyone out there. Want to send some love, and we're going to dedicate the show to the Queen of the Nile. We're going to dedicate the show this evening to Aaliyah, Ashe to her, as well as all of the energy of the goddess Akasha. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. So glad to have you guys in the platform tonight. Welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and I am just super excited to have you guys here with us live in the platform tonight. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. I do want to give out the call-in number as we begin to get started here. And the first thing I want to do as we get ready to get into the show, I want to talk about bringing this energy all the way up front. And bringing this energy, it's going to be so important for us to do this, particularly on tonight. This will be the energy of the goddesses that will be with you on the 25th, the 26th, and the 27th. And remember, Aaliyah made her transition on the 25th of August, 2001. And so this is one of the reasons why this energy is here. It's powerful. It's ancient energy that is here. It is goddess energy that is here. And it really is waking up that spirit of the origin. Yes. So peace and greetings to everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. I do want to give out the call-in number as well. And so for those of you out there, you can call in and listen. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're an international caller and you're out there listening, and no matter where in the world you're listening from, we want to welcome you over. You can come on over and you can listen too. So here's how you can listen. You dial the U.S. country code, then dial 646-652-2711. That's going to get you locked in. Or you can Skype in, and you can do that a couple of ways. Come on over, www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix. All one word, and that's how you can come on over. You'll see the Skype button. Just Skype into the show right there, and that's going to get you locked in. Also, I want to invite you to come on over and join us in the chat room. The chat room is open, and if you haven't had an opportunity to come over and hang out with us in the chat room, we definitely want to welcome you to come on and do that. I see so many of you on the phone lines getting yourselves all situated here, as well as coming in the chat room. The Remix family is in the chat room, and they're sure to make you feel welcome, giving you some cosmic directions so you can find your way on over. www.blogtalkradio.com is how you can get on over to the chat room /TheRemix. Now, once you're in the chat room and you're a guest, and I see many guests out there, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to all of our guests that are joining us here live. All you have to do is scroll down to the bottom, sign up, tell us who you are, and you can come on in. The Remix family is in the chat room. They're sure to make you feel welcome and right at home. I want to just open up by sending love out to everyone out there, to all of Planet Remix and the whole family out there, sending you so much love out there. And also remind you that it is Sunday night, and you know what happens on Sunday night. Orders go in for the Kim deck. And if you guys don't know what the Know Your Magic Psychic Oracle Kim deck is, I don't know what galaxy you've been living in, but it's definitely something that you need to have. It's one of those magical tools, one of those emergency kit tools that you need to have as well out there. I also want to take this time to send love and healing and light from California, all over the world, everyone who's experiencing these tremors, these earthquakes. Don't worry, Brother Bilal is going to be coming on, joining us here live in the platform tonight, and he will be speaking to those things as well and so much more about what's going on. But I just kind of want to send some love and healing out to them as well, all of those from California, all of those throughout, just remind you that the orders for the Kim Deck goes out as well. Want to give a big shout out to Self-Invested. We had an amazing class last night in Self-Invested. As always, myself and Brother Bilal doing the Kim Biz and with the whole Self-Invested family. They're an amazing group of brothers and sisters from all over the world. And it's just some powerful, powerful stuff going down in Self-Invested. If you want to find out about being self-invested, everything is in the show notes. You can email me, questionforblue@gmail.com. I'll tell you all about it. And, of course, want to give much love and shout out to Dr. Banks, who joined me on Friday night when we did our dedication to Michael Brown and all of the brothers and sisters out there, his family and everyone in Ferguson, and really, really, really just open up the energy and send some spiritual healing out there. That is so important that we do that. Being conscious and being a part of the new collective consciousness, there is a way that we can sort of shed our light on things and bring some sound in our way, to bring sound to things. And this is definitely one of the ways. So I thank all of you for your beautiful, loving energy, everyone who spoke about that. All right. Well, let's see. Peace and greetings to you guys out there. So glad for you to join me here live in the platform tonight. Tonight, the goddess of love, Queen of the Nile, 825, joining me here live in the platform is Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, where you guys get those amazing soul alignment readings. And also those soul cycle calendars, and also he's in Self-Invested as well, is joining us here live in the platform tonight, so it's going to be a great share. One of the things I want to ask you guys as we get started, I know you can feel the energy on the planet right now, and this is something we've been talking about for a long time, but really we are in 2015, and that's why these next days are going to be so critical. And for some of you, it is already the 25th, so don't forget about the 25th, the 26th, the 27th. We are doing we're doing our own project here, and powerful energy is being sent across the globe, across the world. We can already see the ripple effects of that, but there's going to be hundreds upon thousands who are going to be awakened within these next 3 days. The ancestors are definitely walking with us, and so I'll be sending out lots of energy. I want you guys to definitely report back on the 25th, the 26th, and the 27th. You can go to the Remix Radio page on Facebook, click like, and you'll be able to do that. We'll put up a post to tell you, to tell us what you're experiencing, tell us what you're feeling. So whether that's healing you're getting in your physical body, whether that's shift, some of you are saying you already are feeling it, things are already happening, we need you, we want you to report this to us. This is our own experiment with the new collective consciousness. So I've already started sending this energy out today. 11:11 is the time. That's the gateway energy. And we'll be talking more about that as well throughout the show tonight. So I want you to mark that on your calendar, the 25th, the 26th, and the 27th of August of this month. 11:11, that happens twice a day. We want you to do that because that's significant, and we're going to talk about more, and you're going to understand why that is so important. And you're going to be in receiving mode I'll give you some things, some energy to work with, too, throughout the show. We'll talk about that. But you're going to be straight in receiving mode to receive this energy, to be able to pull it in, and to be able to collect this energy inside of you. And then I want you to report back. We've done this experiment before with Self-Invested. We've done it with the priestess. And we've done it with our close group that we all have worked with. And amazing things have happened, even from people reporting that they could hear physical sounds. Change their spine, realign themselves, different things, ailments that they were feeling, you know, things that they were waiting on to happen. Solutions have come in. Healing has come in, you know, changes in their family dynamic, all of these things. Some psychic abilities have come online, paranormal things, like maybe they are able to see things, not through the physical eyes, but through their spiritual eyes. They're able to do all of these things. This energy is going to be here. For those of us who are already awakened, it really is going to take you to a whole new level of consciousness. And for those of you who are just coming into this enlightenment, it's going to be thousands upon thousands of them that is going to be entering into this realm and understanding about their own enlightenment. And we're going to be talking about tonight's show. This is the information Brother Bilal will be sharing with you and myself to let you know exactly how this energy is coming in. And these 3 days are going to be critical. It's here all the time. Don't get me wrong. But this is a particular time on the planet where this energy is opening up for us that are here and to really help to elevate the planet, to elevate all of us. It's here for us if we choose it for our liking. And the power to heal yourself is always at your disposal. This is a time that you can begin to activate that. You can begin to pull this into you, and you can be able to really harness this. And that's why I'm super excited, and I cannot wait to read and hear what all of you are reporting back about what's going on. And I know some of you, depending on what hemisphere you're in, you're already feeling this. Yes. And this is a beautiful time, and I want you guys to hear this, that you must take the time to take care of your liver. You understand? This is the time to begin to take care of your liver. This is so critical that you really, really mind your liver at this time. So you really want to get into those things to really support your liver. And moving to the energy of your kidneys, you know, approaching, you know, all of this energy about your organs, because we've done so much work energetically. Our physical bodies are now trying to catch up where our energetic bodies are. And some people are taking a lot of hits in these areas, in their livers, in their kidneys, in physical places inside of their bodies. And so it's so, so key that you begin to do this. And if you want to find out about something, OT just put something in the chat room that is so good, is that the Forgotten Foods, our brother and sisters from the Forgotten Foods that's in Belize, you can go to their website. They have so many things to support all of your organs and your body and do this in a very, very natural and a very spiritual way, because it is going to be so critical for us to begin to do this. So I want to kind of put that out there to you guys, and we'll be talking about it. Everything will come together, why it's so important for us to begin to do this at this particular time, because we've made a shift already. We talked about in earlier shows, see, we're constantly moving, we're constantly evolving, and we're constantly shifting. And so even though we know this energy is here every single day, there are times when the energy is closer to you. It is time when this energy is able, you're able to tap into it very, very clearly. You're able to reach into it. You're able to tap into it. You're able to connect with it. You're able to get to this energy so, so, so easy. And this is definitely the time, because we're shifting. If you listen to the show that I did with Brother Banks, Dr. Banks on Friday night, then you will understand why now, because this is setting the precedent. The changing of the arms have already happened. The
youth revolution, the origin has already begun to take their rightful places and step into their place. I've been talking about the origin now for a couple of years, so you guys understand that we're a part of this soul group, and many of you are taking the forefront of this with the origin. And so this is why the time is now. It's now. Mm-hmm. So welcome to the remix, everyone. Welcome to the remix, everyone. We're going to get ready to get up and just kind of move ourselves, groove ourselves. I want to give some international shouts out. I think it's important for us to do because we have a lot of international listeners that are listening. And it's always beautiful when you guys are showing up because I know that because of the time difference, depending on where you are in the world, it is just very good. We're going to be bringing Brother Bilal on here in just a moment. And there we go, Esperanza. Ronza stands up. Amsterdam is in the house, so let's just go ahead and give them a shout-out right away. Amsterdam is in the house in a big, big way, in a beautiful way. So Amsterdam is here with us tonight. We have the Cayman Islands here with us. Suriname is here with us tonight. Jamaica is in the house. Mozambique, Denmark, Sweden. We have Thailand in the house with us tonight. We have India here, Saudi Arabia, Japan. We have Ghana, and we also have Belgium in the house. Australia's in the house, Trinidad, Tobago. The Bahamas is in the house, of course. Chile is chilling with us tonight. Kenya is in the house. South Africa is in the house. It's good. Nigeria is in the house tonight. Good to see you. We also have Egypt in the house tonight. Italy, Puerto Rico is in the house with us tonight. Bangladesh is here in the house chilling with us tonight. We have Canada in the house. Canada always stands up. And also the UK is in the house with us tonight. We also have the Philippines is here. We have a couple of countries can't say your name, but y'all are here. Hold on, we're going to get you. Germany is in the house tonight. Spain is in the house tonight. Austria is in the house tonight. So good to have you here, Austria. And we have, interesting. We have parts of Russia in the house tonight. Good to have you here. Y'all are too funny. We have Korea in the house tonight. Good to see you here, Korea, in the house with us tonight. I think I said Mozambique already. Mozambique is here with us. Canada is here with us. Big ups to the UK is in the house with us tonight. Oh, wow. We got some folks up in the house tonight. A couple more countries. Can't say. Liberia is in the house tonight. Okay, so good to have you in the house tonight. Prague is in the house tonight. Big ups to Prague in the house tonight. And, of course, we have all of you joining us. Italy, France is in the house tonight. London is in the house tonight. So good. West Africa is in the house tonight. Wow. Big ups to you guys joining us here live in the remix tonight. It's so good to have you guys. Jamaica's in the house tonight, if I didn't say. It's a couple more of you coming on board, so I want you to know that Sierra Leone is in the house tonight. Got that one right. Morocco is in the house tonight. Yeah, big ups. Big ups. I'm kind of getting some of these names together, you guys. I don't want to leave anybody out. And, of course, all of the United States are in the house tonight. And you guys are in the house tonight. We also have Belize in the house tonight. Of course, you know the Forgotten Foods is from Belize. They're out in Belize as well. So Belize is listening in live tonight, and it's so good to have them listening in. We also have some listeners from Holland in the house tonight. So, wow. Woo, yes, packed house tonight. Mm-hmm. Wow, packed house tonight in a few more countries. We're just so happy to have you guys. It's a big family, Planet Remix, just a very big family, all international, all over the world, and it's so beautiful to have you guys here. So we're going to be listening to a song tonight. We're going to play a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to begin to listen to the song. Now, as we listen to the song, I want to kind of call your attention to something, and that is the origin. So I want to talk about the origin. And I want to talk about, I want to talk about evolution and how things begin to evolve themselves. And I want you to understand that things have evolved themselves. They really have. It doesn't seem like it. But this is about really understanding where we are, where we've been. Evolution is the nature of the being. It really is. Constantly growing. I can look at many of you that I've done readings for, that I've done Akashic Record readings for. In fact, I'm getting tons of emails, so I'm going to be speaking to that tonight. And other readings, the God Goddess Numeric Akashic Record reading. And some of you have sent me an email and said, Miss Blue, you did a reading for me 3 years ago, 4 years ago. You did a reading for me a couple of years ago. Here's where I am. This is what I've done. Here's what I'm moving myself into. It's evolution. Evolution is the nature of the being, constantly growing, looking to learn something new. Oh my goodness, can I say new? Can I say fresh? Can I say new and fresh? We're in a time where all of these things are becoming new again. The records have shifted themselves. I did a show about that. The Akashic records have opened themselves up in a completely new space for the first time in the history of humankind on the planet Earth. We are able to begin to move ourselves forward. We're able to look into the records, and we're able to just really open ourselves up to all of this ancient knowledge and be able to bring this forward. The 25th is about rebirth. I want you to understand this is about the rebirthing period. The Aaliyah's last role was the goddess Akasha. That was Aaliyah's last role that she played. It was the goddess Akasha. Don't let Hollywood twist you into not understanding and knowing your history and understanding what was really going on. Tomorrow, for most of us, for some of you, but those of us in the West, tomorrow is the opening, the call. That's why they called her the Queen of the Dam. The AM, the dam. She's the queen of the Nile. I want you to understand that. The queen of the Nile. Dam is Adam. Queen of Adam. So they tried to make you think she was the queen of the dam, but she's the queen of the Adam. Opening up that energy. Bringing that energy. We are the mothers and the fathers of the whole planet, not a piece of the planet, not a corner of the planet, not a continent of the planet, but of the whole planet. It's time to evolve. Evolve. You see, you are magic makers, each and every one of you. You're magic makers for real. We are a part of the new collective consciousness. This shit is shifting. This shit is rolling. You understand? Your power is your magic. Know your magic. Know your magic. Know your magic. Yes. Know your magic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the remix, everybody. so glad to have everybody here. We're going to get ready to listen to Baby Blue. And I want you to know the vibe for the night, kind of like a chill kind of mood here. I want you to understand a little bit of hypeness there, chill mood, but a little bit of hypeness. We got a lot of things that we're going to be covering. Yeah, a lot of things we're going to be covering here tonight. But I want you guys to understand that, you see. I want you to listen to this. I want you to feel the words, feel the vibrations, understand that. Yeah, understand.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. One moment here. We're going to get ready to play this song. And I want you to just kind of sit back and listen to the words. Feel the vibes here. And yeah. Give me 1 second, you guys. 1 second. Wow, that was Cinematic Orchestra and Evolution, and it speaks so much to what we're going to be talking about here tonight. Welcome to the remix, everyone. The Goddess of Love, the Queen of the Nile, 825. Joining me here live in the platform tonight is going to be Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience and also from Self Invested, doing also, you guys know, those amazing soul alignment readings and also those soul cycle calendars. And if you want to connect with Brother Bilal, all of the information is in the show notes, or you can email BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. So peace and greetings, everybody. We're going to just kind of kick this off. We're in a chill mode here tonight. Let me go to the phone line so we can go ahead and welcome Brother Bilal on. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Bilal. Welcome to the remix.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah.
How's the
yeah.
remix family? How's everybody? Oh, man, shout out.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
In a chill mode tonight. And you know, R.I.P., rest in peace, Aaliyah, on that peaceful journey she made 2001. The energy is serious.
So serious.
You know, my whole
so
family.
Serious.
Oh, man, it's good, you know, and I really want us to take our time because it's a lot of energy, and we just need to know how to balance it, you know. So we're gonna have some good time tonight. We're good. Good.
Yes.
How you doing? What's going on?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. You know, everybody is here. I'm looking at the phone lines exploded tonight. We have all of our international family here and the chat room as well, the family, and everybody's in a beautiful place, you know, in a place of really evolution, in a place of understanding,
oh, yes.
You know. A lot of that understanding came from the show with myself and Dr. Banks on Friday night, so
Whoa.
Lots of positive feedback from that, you know. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, and rest in peace to Michael Brown and his family,
yes.
You know, all sending all the love to St. Louis, Ashe. And I tell you, you and Dr. Banks dropped it. I mean, I was in like a history class. I was like, whoa. I was, man, that was powerful. Just to, you know. And you know, I love what you did. You know, you covered a lot of ground because we have to understand what happened in order to move forward.
Yes, so true.
And you know, that's what keeps us in that reactionary mode because we just don't know what happened to be causing what's going on right now.
Mm.
But Friday night, I mean, I was like, I thought I was at the movie theater. Man. And then look, the Ferguson versus Plessis, and look, I'm from New Orleans, and I really didn't understand the history to that magnitude.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah.
Look, a Jew right here, guess where he's buried?
Where?
He's in the cemetery here, which is one of the main attractions of New Orleans, St.
Yes.
Louis Cemetery, right?
Wow.
Almost, like, right around the corner from where Marie Laveau is buried.
So Plessy is buried in St. Louis Cemetery. See, this is why, you know, oh, Brother Bilal, you just really said something when you said that there, because, you know, when we started to look at the information and start to put these pieces together to really go back and see how we got there. You know, one of the things that we don't get involved in, we don't get involved in the political aspect. We're not here to debate the media. We're not here to you know, to get into all of those things at that level. It's just not our work. And for those who are doing that mm-hmm. work, you know, we wish them, you know, power in that work. But the way we do our work is really to take those signs and symbols that our ancestors have left for us. And the clues were there. The signs and symbols, the hieroglyphs, I should say, were there. And so to be able to know that now here we stand, we have Brown versus Ferguson, and to understand that this is happening less than 12 minutes away from St. Louis, and to know that Missouri was the hub that kicked everything off, and while we were so busy looking at other parts of the world, really Missouri is the one setting the tone for all of this. And then to know that Plessy is buried in St. Louis Cemetery.
Cemetery. And I thought about that as you was talking about St. Louis. Shit, that's the main attraction. Why would the cemetery here be St. Louis?
Exactly.
Number one. And, you know, in that type of energy, like Marie Laveau and all the Marie Laveaus and that type of energy of the Plessy are buried in this cemetery. And they come from around the world to go to a damn cemetery. They get robbed and everything in this damn cemetery because the project like right next to it. And, I mean, they hold their ass up. They be all laying on the ground by Marie Laveau grave getting robbed just to see the gravesite.
Just to see the gravesite.
I mean, I'm telling you some real stuff, you know. So as you were talking about that, I'm like, whoa, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Powerful. Okay. Powerful.
And
yeah.
I got something for everybody right there, too, because it really triggered me to go and look at the whole Ferguson Plessy case and everything, all right?
Yes.
And look, I have something for everybody. Write this down. It's something that stuck out. It said Plessy, you know, he got on a train.
Yes.
And... but they stopped the train and took him off on Press and Royal Street.
Mm.
Now look, they took him off at the corner of Press and Royal Street. That's in the Ninth Ward that got flooded during Katrina. First of all,
wow.
But let me tell you about Royal Street. That runs through the French Quarters. Because it was crazy how everything tied into the Louisiana Purchase, and you was talking about the French. Because, look, I was born right here in the quarters of the French, which is the French Quarters. But Royal Street runs through French Quarters. Okay? So check this out. At one time, this is actual facts. You know how I feel about that.
Oh, yes.
You go and read the autobiography of Walt Disney. He was going to open Disney World in Covington, Louisiana.
Wow.
And while he was in Louisiana, well, it was so crooked and corrupted here that he couldn't even buy the land without, you know, it's just politics. That's just what New Orleans is, okay? And what happened is he fell in love with Royal Street. He loved Royal Street so much that he built a whole street in Disney World dedicated to Royal Street. Write this down. When you get a chance, Google search Club 33.
Yes.
It's in Disney World, and they also have one in Tokyo. It's a secret Club 33.
Yes.
Don't that sound familiar? But it's a duplicate of Royal Street, New Orleans. You could also put New Orleans, Royal Street, Disney World. It's a duplicate secret club, and only elite members, only 33 members, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, United Airlines,
Bank of America.
Just to name a few. Elite Club. And it's just like the Masonic Lodge. You're not able to get in there. When you go to Disney World, tell them you want to go to Club 33. Watch what they tell you.
And
you're not even supposed to know about it.
Know about. not supposed to know, and not to mention how much royalty they have to pay to be a member of 33, of Club 33.
Royal Street. Royal Street.
Powerful.
And it, you know, and it brings me to something else I want everybody to go and research, because it's a lot of stuff. Man, so much history that didn't happen.
Yes.
All over this planet.
And that's what I want you to talk about, is talk about Royal Street, which I know you're going to get into it. I'm just getting a little excited to talk about that history of why Royal Street, of all the places, you know, what was so, you know, what was the attraction with Royal Street?
Well, what happened, remember when I talked about Lucy and she was in the Royal Suite?
Yes.
Miss Blue, I've been living here all my life. There's a place on Royal Street, okay? It's 1140 Royal Street, and this is a tourist attraction.
Yes.
There's a place diagonally, exactly across the street from this place, where they sell the best sandwiches in the whole city. I have been going to this place for years and never knew what the attraction diagonally across the street was. This is another major tourist attraction with everyone coming in town. I mean, I used to see crowds of people in front of this building and the tourist guide out there breaking down the history. And see, and let me bring you back to something.
Yes.
The Louisiana Purchase you talked about, I never understood the history or cared because I didn't know how it was connected to me.
Right.
But like in school, I wasn't good in biology because I didn't know how that shit connect to me. It's a whole lot of subjects that I didn't pay attention to because I didn't see the connection to me.
Right.
But once you start investigating and understanding the connection, then the whole, it opens up. But this tourist attraction on Royal Street in the 1100 block was our people was tortured on Royal Street. This was a madam. She was a serial killer, torturing and mutilating black people, especially black women, hundreds and hundreds.
Yes.
And the only way she got caught is the building caught a fire, and the firemen went out, and they found all the chopped up parts. This is a tourist attraction. And she never got caught. She fled and went to France. See, that's what got me when you were talking about the French in France. She fled and went to France.
Yes.
This is actual, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of black people just tortured. And they called that the Royal Suite on Royal Street.
Yes. You know, interesting about that, and I'm looking at all the comments that are coming in from the chat room to know that this was a serial killer here that mutilated blacks, particularly African American women, and that they did this in this particular place and fled to France. You know, it's interesting that France keeps coming up a lot, and I know you're going to go into more of that, and we'll talk about more of that here, but the French keeps coming up, even when, you know, Dr. Banks was on and he was talking about Napoleon and everything that was going on there and what was happening with the French and going back and forth. And today, you know, and I know you're going to get into this, but I want to speak about the connection, because, you know, my son spent some time over in France. He was there for, actually, he's been there for about 4 months. And he was telling me that when he was traveling through France, one of the things that it reminded him of a lot of the United States. Like, he could literally see where the Louisiana Purchase was, and a lot of their countryside kind of reminded him of France. And, in fact, it reminded him so much of France that, you know, of the United States, that he thought some of the times it's almost like you were in the States. And so a big part of the French wanting to purchase or have this ownership over France was for a big reason. And I want to just talk about this a little bit because some of this is coming up. Do you know what the main reason why they were looking at that whole area through Mississippi, going down the whole river, whole Louisiana Purchase, why they wanted that? And if you think about how New Orleans is and how France is, like if you've ever been in those two cities, I've been in both, they're kind of built almost exactly the same. A big part of that was because they had really suffered a lot when it came to wine. And so their wine crops were getting killed off, and they found that in the United States, like up in that whole little area, Georgia, Louisiana, all that area, that they could grow their wine crops there, and even California. So I just kind of wanted to, you know, touch on that because the French are coming up a lot, you know, with everything that's going on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's surely a reason for that. Let me bring one thing in perspective because we're going to talk about something else in a second, but let's bring this into perspective. How can they sell all that property to the Europeans that came from Europe? When did they even have time to acquire the goddamn land? So you're talking about the Louisiana Purchase, but it takes time to even acquire all that goddamn land.
Yes.
And hold up.
Mm-hmm.
You bought everything in the center of the United States, so you had to have some knowledge about this land. Anytime you buy the land that's connected to the mouth of the Mississippi, goes to St. Louis, got the same Mississippi.
Yes.
But not only that, but you got land all the way to Minnesota where the Mississippi starts. So somebody had to have some knowledge of this, and you don't do that shit in 1 year.
Right.
It takes damn near 2-3 months to close on a goddamn house. So how much it take to close on some goddamn land, and who you bought this fucking land from?
Right. Who did you buy it from?
But you see, it's so much that's missing.
Yes, so true.
So, before we invade France, which is also the city of lights, city of love.
Yes.
Before we do that, I want to bring something to everyone's attention. Within the last 24 hours, there was at least 10 earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
All on the 24th. And that's why you have to get an international mindset, because it was already the 24th yesterday. We on different time zones.
Yes, that's right. It was already the 25th, yeah.
On the 24th, Chile had a 5.3 earthquake. 2 hours later, a 6.6 earthquake and made a volcano erupt in the same area.
Yes.
4 hours later, 4.6 in Indonesia. 1 hour after that, 4.9 in Iceland.
Yes.
At the same time it hit Iceland, it was a 4.0 earthquake in Iraq. 30 minutes later, it was 5.2 earthquake in Iran. After that, 4.7 in Japan, then Alaska, then 3 o'clock Pacific time, 6.1 California, Napa Valley.
The wine country. Yes, these ley lines crossing some very interesting territory. Some very interesting territory, yes.
Mm-hmm. 1976, it was a wine contest which is called the Judgment of Paris. It's a wine tasting. And
yes.
California won the taste of the wine that year. But it's a direct connection back to Paris.
Yes.
All right. We have to get out. I'm going to talk about that, but we got to get out of this state of mind because our state of mind is only traveling back to this 450-year slave origin.
Yes.
We have to go beyond.
And look further.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, because when we talk about an earthquake, we're talking about a series of vibrations in the earth's crust. A shaking, a shock.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about the shaking of the ground. So even think about the ground shook when the brother hit the ground, when Mike Brown hit the ground.
That's right.
And Ms. Luda, I'm telling you what caught my attention when I was looking at this, when they did the autopsy and the lawyer came on. He kept saying this one word. He said he got shot in the apex.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
He was making special noise. Remember, we just had the show, the apex of the beam. He got shot in his crown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was something different that happened here.
Oh, yes.
It was something that caused the eruption. You see, because the witness of the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
The brother laying there uncovered on the street like an animal for over 4 hours.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So guess what? Guess what the witnesses had a chance to do? And this is the one thing you have to get back to doing. They were able to organize.
Yes, yes.
No, listen to what you say. I know, that sounds like the witnesses was able to organize. If they would have picked that brother up in 15 minutes, the organization wouldn't have took place because the organizing is about organizing your thoughts.
Your thoughts.
So I want you to imagine being on the ground 2 hours and new witnesses keep coming up. And then they ask you, man, what happened here? And you say, man, he shot him, friend. I watched this man. And, man, every time somebody come up, you got to tell the story over and over. And the more you tell it, the more you go into your solar plex, ancient knowledge, kind of seeing this shit. He was left out there too long, and it activated something.
That's right. And it was able to wake up that ancient DNA.
Yes.
He was able, Mike Brown, to walk around and wake that ancient DNA up. So when you get into organizing your thoughts, it caused an explosion, like you said, a shook.
Yes.
It shook them, the quake, the shake, you know, the shake.
Yes.
When you get the shake, when you get the chills, and many people said they had the chills watching or hearing about the story. The chill is ancient DNA waking up inside of you. It caused an explosion inside. It shook them at the core.
That's why the Mason goes to 33 degrees.
That's right.
Because 32 is freezing. Say, get it right before the freeze, because if they freeze, it's going to wake up the DNA.
That's right.
And the temperature of the spirit is 212. Because 212 is 100 Celsius. 213 is the boiling point. 213 degrees for the spirit.
That's right.
This is why the earth is moving faster. We in goddamn September already. We're a week away from September.
Mm-hmm.
The earth is rotating based on what's going on inside of you as a collective.
Yes.
That's why you have to move your mindset outside of the slave mind, outside of America, because the America history is connected to slavery, and we will never be connected or never be respected as once slaves.
Mm-hmm.
If it was the other way around and we had them in slavery, we would never respect them because they was once slaves.
That's right.
hold hands, get along. You got to do it outside of the paradigm of your American mindset, because it's goddamn slavery.
Yes.
And my man, old throwback, my man Razzcast, he said it. You a 13th Amendment ass brother and sister.
Yes.
With a great legacy, no doubt.
That's right.
With a great legacy, no doubt. But you have to get organized. You have to organize your thoughts. What's the next move? You could give me artifacts. You could give me hieroglyphics. You could give me books. You could give me writings. You could give me carvings from Ramses the second and third himself. But now what? What do you do after that shit? So we have to get outside and go past this history. That's where we going. We're going to France tonight. Let's visit France. Let's go to France. Let's go talk about the French bean. Who hooked you on the French fry?
Yes.
And then subliminally they tell you to use ketchup. If it catch up,
you better catch up.
You can't catch up on your French fry, because fry, Friday. So that's why you see movies like Lucy, it ended up in France.
As Above, So Below, that's coming out. That's right there.
France. Now You See Me, that movie there, ended up in France.
Yes.
All roads leading back to France. What's our connection with France?
Yes.
Let me take you to 1685. There was a book that came out, 1685, Le Code Noir, which is the Black Code.
Yep, the Black Code.
Now, these were the real niggas in Paris. Jay-Z and Kanye made the niggas in Paris, but it's the real niggas in Paris. The Black Code, 1685. It was 60 articles that regulated life, death, purchase, religion, and treatment of slaves.
Yes.
And it says specifically, 1685, that this was an autopsy of a crime against humanity. I wish I could make you understand that this whole thing been a setup. Whole thing has been a setup. This whole thing been a setup. This whole slavery thing has been a setup. Oh, it's been a setup. Because where do we get this idea of profit for slave labor from? Benefiting off of someone else's work. This is a mindset. The planet right now is shaking, unhealthy, and sick because of this idea in your mind. You don't have to tell me you're holding this idea. I can see it on the planet.
Yes.
We are connected to the weather and the condition of the planet. All roads are leading to France because of the underground traffic they have. They have all of the artifacts they stole from Egypt and Kemet.
Yes.
Under the grounds of France and Spain. And some other unknown countries.
Oh, yes. And my son told me that he went into the Temple of Luxor in France. He said it would blow your mind. It would blow your mind to just see all of the Stolen Legacy. And I remember being there and even feeling that energy as a young child, not really understanding what I was looking at the time. How did all of this get here?
One thing I know for sure. Everybody doing their job.
Oh, yes.
Because I have no idea how we would have gotten to France or Haiti.
Right.
Or America, so-called.
Right.
South America. I don't know how else we would have gotten there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a setup.
Mm-hmm.
Our artifacts are all over this planet, and we're getting ready to collect them. Can't nothing hold it, not even the underground. The physical shit you have, you could keep it.
Yes.
Those are things.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me of the movie that Denzel Washington was in, The Book of Eli.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. He no longer needed the book because he became the book.
Yes. That's right.
So this wasn't about our physical wealth. The world wasn't worried about our physical wealth. See, they stole all that shit, but they could have the physical shit. They were after the crown jewel of it all, which is the knowledge of how to invoke spirits
and
pass on into the afterlife.
That's it. Say that again.
What they were really after was the knowledge on how to invoke spirits and pass on into the afterlife.
No,
the
you're
living
not.
Book of the dead.
Yes.
Book of coming forth by day. They were looking for the book of spells.
Yes.
These are ancient spells. And every time they went to Egypt, they were under a spell. So they had to bring all that shit back to France because we needed somebody to preserve the shit.
Mm-hmm.
We needed people to take care of the artifacts because we have evolved and moved on for a later day.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to go back into the chest where the black square resides. It's in the heart. All the spells, all the invocations, everything is in the heart. It's in the chest. We kept it in the chest. We kept it in the safe. And only the pure at heart would get the combination to open the lock.
Yes.
It's not the physical things.
Mm-mm.
Because we are spiritual first.
Always.
All of our power is in spirit, is in magic. That's why I love what you say, know your magic. And your is you are. Know that you are magic.
Yes.
You are living magic. So I'm going to give you proof that they tap into something. Out of a lot of the information, you know, that was taken from Egypt. It took a while to come online, but they were given access to a portal.
Yes.
Because they were so interested on those pyramids over there. They didn't only have penis envy, they had pyramid envy. Because one thing they read in the book, and we've been talking about this for a while. See, I'm priming you up. Me and Miss Blue been talking about this incoming year that's coming in, yes. December, everything is shifting. You are getting a glimpse of it right now. Shit is shaking. Shit is going. It is crazy. Organize yourself. Balance. You are fine.
Yes.
Trust your spirit. Stay
yes.
close to your feelings.
Yes.
It's one thing they read. They know Mother Nature. Mother Nature. I'm gonna say it. See, they had an answer for the pyramid, and it sits in Paris.
Oh yes.
Which is one of not one. It is the most visited place on this planet.
Oh, yes.
It was the answer to trope the pyramid, and it's called the Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Eiffel Tower. What you are looking at is a gigantic phallus.
Yes.
In the middle of Paris. It's a penis.
Yes.
It's no different from the Washington Monument with the point. And they bragged, and at the time when they built this thing, they bragged on this and say, we trumped the pyramid because we made it taller, so Mother Nature have a bigger, it have a bigger attraction for Mother Nature, because you got to understand, anytime you work it on something dynamic, what it does, it is proof that you have the science.
Yes.
Don't think about the pyramids that were built. Think about what kind of work they was doing to get that goddamn idea. Where would a goddamn idea like that come from?
Right.
Those are divine ideas. So that Eiffel Tower is the proof of strength, science, philosophy, art, geometry, astrology, astronomy, text, commerce.
Yes.
Because everybody around the world go and see this thing, so it produces commerce. And whenever all of this is in existence, it's showing you have gained access to the Great Mother.
Yes.
The Great Mother. So when you go into in Paris and see the Eiffel Tower, you're looking at a phallus. And you could only have a phallus that gigantic if one thing is there.
Oh. Yes. Yes. Now. Yes. Wow. So now, I want to, you know, because you said something there, you know, I want you guys to understand about the phallus. Because the phallus is very important. We know that. We know the phallus is important. We recognize that energy. And like you said, Brother Bilal, when that is present, it represents so many different things. But I want to talk to you about something so you can begin to understand where these phalluses were strategically, what am I trying to say, strategically placed. And begin to understand about these strategically placed. And I also want you to think about the story. I want you to think about the story that we know. Okay? And I want you to think about the story of Asar or Osiris, as we know that to be. And what did Osiris need? What was the main thing that Osiris needed? It was a missing part that he needed. And that missing part that he needed was the phallus. You see, it was the phallus. And we know Aset made him a gold phallus. So I want to show you how our history, when you begin to understand it, is really world history. It's not history that's only for us because we are the mothers and fathers of the planet. We started it. We're going to finish it. And we need to understand that this is everywhere. It even travels outside of the West. So I want to talk to you about something that you may or may not be familiar with, because they call this Cleopatra's needles. I don't know if you've heard about that. Cleopatra's needles, and they kind of gave this interesting twist, is a popular name for what they call three ancient Egyptian obelisks, three ancient Egyptian phalluses that have been resurrected all over the planet. One of them is in New York City. The other one is in London. And then the third one, because here we go with the three again, is located in Paris. These are obelisks that are located in Paris. They're located there. But let me tell you something very unique about this. The one in London and the one in New York are a pair. The one in Paris is also a pair that came from a different site in Luxor, where the twin remain. So these phalluses that they have, that have been located all over the place, because remember, Paris is love. So it starts with love and it ends with love. I want you to just kind of put that in the back of your mind, that these phalluses are located strategically in these places. We're talking about love here. That's what we're talking about. So you know, if you got a phallus, you got to have some other things to go along with it. You can't just have a phallus. Because
right.
What is a phallus going to do by itself? What a phallus going to do? A phallus can't do too much by itself. So now I want to talk to you about something. And this is something that has been right in front of our face, but we didn't recognize it. But I want to talk to you about, let's go to New York. I want to start talking there. I want to start talking about New York. And I want to talk to you about a gift that was received. This was a gift that was given, but we're going to talk about what this gift is, and we're going to talk about why we really received this fucking gift and what was the meaning behind this particular gift that we received. And boy, you are magic makers in the chat.
You just made me understand now why the phallus is in New York.
Yes.
That makes so much sense.
You get it. So we're going to be talking about what the original name of this is, and I'm going to give it to you in just a moment. We received a very, very precious, precious gift that was considered to be liberty enlightening the world. But see, this was something that was denounced. This was denounced. We received a gift. A gift was offered up to the United States from France. And this gift that was offered up to the United States from France in 1886 was the Statue of Liberty. But I want you to understand why France really gave us that fucking gift. See, it ain't about any of the things that maybe you've read throughout history. It's not really because they wanted to celebrate anything that America was doing. That ain't why. And, you know, even there's some accounts that said that the reason France gave us the Statue of Liberty is because they wanted to celebrate, and this is part of the reason, they wanted to celebrate the fact that the United States, the Civil War had ended, and as the Civil War ended, they knew that it was black soldiers who really, African Americans, who helped them win the Civil War, and they wanted to abolish slavery. That's kind of what you can accept. We can accept that as an everyday reality because there's a lot of facts there. If you go back and you do your research on the Statue of Liberty, you will know that one of the things that they tell you is that the Statue of Liberty was really based on the African American, the African woman, the black woman. That's who they modeled the statue after. That is true. That is true. I want you to understand that that is true, but that is not why. That is not why they gave the Statue of Liberty. That's not why they gave it. You know, America, well, let me take you into the story for those of you who are not familiar with this original story. See, when the artist who thought of this, which it wasn't even his original idea, it was a brother who came to him that was living in France at the time because France had their own issues when it came to slavery. And this was something that Dr. Banks broke down with us when he started to talk about everything that was going on in Haiti on Friday night. But France had its own problems going on. See, France understood something that you said, Brother Bilal. See, they wanted to understand that spiritual lineage that we had. They wanted to know, how could you keep this connection with those who have passed on? How can you invoke the spirit? How can you know that you have this inside of you? And how do you understand this shit called the afterlife? And this is why Napoleon and all of them have taken their ass into Egypt to try to get a better understanding of those two particular things. One thing that we taught them is we taught them about the wheels of life. We taught them about reincarnation. We taught them about the spirit world. That's where they got their understanding from. They got that understanding. They got it to the point where they recognized, guess what? We got to put an end to this shit or we are going to be messed up for the rest of our lives. And we've got to have a way to be able to channel this energy from absolutely every African-American that is walking, every black person, every melanin person walking on this planet. We got to be able to channel this energy. So we have the phallus there. Stay with me. I'm going to bring this story full circle for you guys. So the gentleman who worked on the statue, he was a Freemason. So he understood those things of what we could call now of back then the occult knowledge. He understood that. He understood that. And this was the French way of releasing the karmic debt that they had caused by invoking slavery. See, this revelation did not come about to the French until after they got their ass kicked in Haiti. When they got their ass kicked in Haiti, they said, check it out. We better off going over here fucking with these Europeans. We finna leave America and them slaves. We finna leave all that shit alone because we already know what's going to go down. We know what's going to happen. We know what's getting ready to go down. We already know. So this is what we're going to do. Now that we done backed out of that, we done sold all of these states, 5 cents an acre, one of the largest purchases still to this day of America. We done sold it back to them. We're going to give them this gift. And this gift is really a way for us to wash our hands of this and really to say we made a big damn mistake here. We made a big mistake with this slavery. And in the hopes that it would also cause the French in their own country, who was still dealing with slavery, to stop and think about what they were doing. But they put things in place for themselves in the future because they understood the power of the people who would be walking on that land that we now call America. So they built the Statue of Liberty. And because they understood where the gift came from, oh, it was rejected. See, they don't want to tell you in the history books why they rejected that shit, because they said, oh, no, 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 no. You're not fitting to give no gift to us and tell us that this is literally you washing your hands of slavery and you're not celebrating some shit that we don't agree with, for real. That's not it. But see, history gets so twisted. And what happened is we even had some of our scholars say, oh, we can't stand the Statue of Liberty. We don't have this. But I want you to understand where the core, where they really got the idea from this Statue of Liberty, which, by the way, it's not just one Statue of Liberty. There's about four Statue of Liberties all over the planet. And I'm not talking about some new shit that's just come up. I'm not talking about Las Vegas, Nevada, because if you go to Las Vegas, you will see a Statue of Liberty there. And even though that is powerful, that's not what I'm talking about. That's not it. See, they got this idea of the Statue of Liberty because when they were in Egypt and they were digging around, they kept hearing a damn name that they could not forget, and they started to do their own research. Who is this woman? Who was this woman? Why are y'all worshiping this woman? I don't understand why she's so goddamn powerful. I don't understand how the world is moving around this woman you're calling a goddess, this woman that you're calling Offset, this woman that you're calling Isis, this woman that the whole world is bowing to. The great Mother, the Statue of Liberty, is the Statue of Isis. It's the love portal. That's what it is. When you begin to look at this and get a true understanding of that's who they modeled her after. The Statue of Liberty sits on an 11-point star. It sits on that 11-point star because it correlates. I want you to follow this because it is connect with the tree of life. Because anywhere you see that statue, you can connect yourself into the tree of life as it exists in this reality. So this is why people come from all over the world to visit the Statue of Liberty, because they are looking at a sister in all of her glory, a sister from ancient times coming out of ancient Kemet, the sister, the standing Isis, the standing Offset. That's who she is. It is a gateway. But it's a gateway more. See, we got clouded by this 3D reality in thinking that this was somehow meaning that when you come to America that you were free. That's not why the French gave it to us. Not at all. That's not why. That's what they told them. That's what they could accept. And it was difficult for them to even accept that, especially when they found out his ass was a Mason. They understood that there was something greater here. So this statue, the Statue of Liberty, you know, the number 11, what it does is it corresponds with the letter K, which is the keether or the crowned. Do you understand? That's the portal. That's the womb. And so wherever you have a womb, you must have a phallus. These two come together. They build love. It's a portal. They've been channeling information. They've been collecting this. There's also a Statue of Liberty that also is in Paris. And she's facing the Statue of Liberty and the phallus that is also located there. These two come together. They create life. The phallus, the Statue of Liberty, the great queen of the Nile, This is the connection between that. Do you understand? The great queen of the Nile. Now, I want to read something to you, because for those of you who have been to New York and you visited the Statue of Liberty, you will understand that a lot of this, of what was there, a lot of it is coded. And one of the sayings that was written on there is, keep ancient lands. That's inside the poem that was written. It's written on a bronze tablet there. It says, to keep the ancient lands. Give your tired, give your poor, your humble masses yield the breath of free. Speaking to that, this is a representation of the breath of life, the breath of love, the breath of creation, but it's more of a representation of the people. This is even why you will see her with the shackles, and then it disappears and it shows again broken on the left foot, letting you know that there's a lot of hidden things there. The veil, instead of putting the veil over the face of Isis or Aset, as we normally see the veil, you see the veil as the gown that is draping her. So all of this, I want you to understand, don't be clouded by what you see. That Statue of Liberty is really, really key to some shit that's going on. Very key. Very key. The Statue of Liberty and the phalluses that are located all over the world, because the phalluses are there. She holds the light. She holds the key. But what you're looking at is Aset, the goddess Aset. Is who you're looking at. And all of these portals, these love portals, have been activated. This is how they channeled their energy all throughout the world. You can even go to Tokyo and you can see Isis standing there. You can see her there. The womb to the universe. Yeah.
And the longer you sleep, the more you pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The longer you sleep, the more you pay. And I'm not mad at you for even wanting to stay asleep, because it's a lot of responsibility. So everybody don't want to wake up, and I can understand that. I'm not even mad at you. But something's going to shake your ass up anyway.
That's right.
Well get to work. You might as well get to work. Might as well get to work.
Yeah. So I want to give you some days as we begin to talk about this. And I want to talk about the 25th again, where it's already the 25th somewhere else, the 26th, and the 27th. Talk about these particular days. For some of you, this energy is already coming in, because this is also the day that they have dedicated to the ancestors walking the goddesses, the gods, walking on the earth. But they're not just walking, because they're always here. Okay, they're always walking when they are. But this is a time that they come and they really help to open up these love portals, open up these portals, and make it easier for those who are right there on the brink of becoming awakened, or those who are moving themselves into the next level. The 25th of August, the 26th, and the 27th. I also want to give you some things that you can do and the colors you can begin to work with on the 25th is electric blue. That's the first color, this electric blue color. You can meditate with this color. You can wear this color, hold this color, because the energy coming in is primarily going to be of that energy, because it's a lot of psychic energy that's coming on the planet, a lot of energy that's coming. It's already here, and a lot of you can feel it, particularly those of you who are living on other continents. And I do want you to report back to this. Report back. Go to the Remix Radio page, and I want you to tell what is happening, what is going on with you, what have you noticed. Electric blue is the color you can begin to work with. On the 26th, bright purple, very, very bright purple color to begin to work with this bright color. So you can eat things in this color, maybe plums and different things that are in this color. Wear this color. Meditate with this color, especially at 11:11. So we have that twice a day, a.m. and also p.m. Some of you are just coming out of the 11 p.m., 11:11. So bright purple. And then on the 27th, gold and white. These two colors combination coming together. Gold and white on the 27th. So these are some colors to wear, and you can use it for healing. You can use it for enlightenment. You can use it for absolutely anything that you want to use it for. Be in receiving mode. And for those of you who have the Archangel Michael meditation from when Brother Bilal was out in L.A., out in California, working with that energy, you can begin to work with that as well. You can work with that energy. You can download that. You can go to Digital Rituals. It's here in the show notes. And you can download that meditation and begin to start working with it. I'm already getting emails, already getting reports, and knowing that that energy is here.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just understanding about, yes, just some powerful information, and just seeing how this history, how all history really goes together. There is no separation in history. We don't just have our history in America and history somewhere else. No, we're not looking at it from a baby perspective. We're looking at it as the true gods and goddesses we are, and know that they are all connected. And there's no story, I don't care what part of the planet you're on, that you cannot take it back all the way around the globe and back again. And even when it comes to understanding about Isis, even when it comes to understanding about the goddess Aset, and understanding why they even called her Ceres, because she is connected to the star Sirius. So this history takes us all the way to the cosmos and beyond.
Right.
All of that. I do want to let you guys know that I told you when this date was going to be coming. You know, Brother Bilal announced this on the show that we did together and asked that I start to do this again because the energy was opening up for it, and it has. I'm going to start doing the Akashic Records again, but it's going to be the Premier Files. I know tons of you have emailed me, but I am going to start taking your requests as early as tomorrow and start setting up those appointments. Question for Blue @gmail.com. Yeah. Whole nother level. Whole nother level. Going straight into the Premier Files and really doing those Akashic Record readings. So if you're interested in it, questionforblue@gmail.com. A perfect time to start aligning yourself, because really we're already in 2015. We've been talking to you guys about this also. If
right.
you do not have your soul cycle calendar that Brother Bilal does, you need to get that, because that's going to help you in your universe. You in your universe, as all of these things are going on, as above, so below, they're already telling us through the media, through the movies, because we know that they're channeling that energy too, no matter how twisted it comes out. Mm-hmm. They already letting you know that some shit
right,
within
right.
is about to come without, and the shit is kicked off in France. Once again, we back at that ice
right
attack.
Back.
right back there.
Which Friday is dedicated to France, which that's Friday, that's Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you celebrate Friday is a celebration of love.
Yes.
Yeah, Friday mm-hmm. is. And even Aaliyah have a new movie coming out. And you know, one of our self-investors had some artwork inside of the movie.
Yes, yes.
You know, we're going to be bringing a lot of those, a lot of people on from self-invested to let what they do. You know, and that, you know what, that's why self-invested is so important, because you not only get the behind the scene, but you learn how to organize yourself so you can know what's next.
That's
our
right.
biggest issue is not knowing what the next move is, because you only plan for the big move, but you don't plan for what's after that.
Right.
So your best strategic and strategist have 5-year plan, 10-year plan, 25, 30, 40, 100-year plan. You are mm-hmm. still living under a goddamn slavery plan. 450 years. How long would this shit last?
That's right. Mm.
But at some point, you have to make up your mind to move on. To
yes.
go outside of your slave paradigm.
Yes.
Outside of fighting for human rights. Because if you have to fight for human rights, you are acknowledging you don't have them.
That's right.
Immediately, you're acknowledging you don't have them.
And all you have to do is be you. Be free.
Be free. It's a choice.
And remember, on even a couple of shows back, I say, man, watch when Mars line up with Saturn, all these goddamn relationship issues. Did you see Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey? And, you know, because a lot of this energy, people understand it. And I'm prepping you for what's going on, because I promise you, when Saturn moves into Sagittarius, like I told you, and our ancient name for Sagittarius is Setmet. We're moving into Setmet, pure fire. That's why you'll see most sisters with more fire in balls than brothers.
Mm. Yes.
My brother's trying to be diplomatic and negotiate our death sentence. Sisters are coming to the forefront because Setmet is at hand.
Oh, yes.
That's why we're not respected around the world, because you will not protect your women. You will let the sister stand on the front line and take the blow. Tell me that's not a slave paradigm.
Yes.
You've been here 100 goddamn times and you're scared to goddamn die. It don't make sense. The craziest thing is dead people scared to die. You're already mentally dead and scared to die.
Mm.
You're already dead and scared to die. Do that really make sense?
No.
So you could get all the information, all the knowledge you want. All you're going to do is become a knowledge buff in the information. You have to start doing. You have to start working from what you know.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Got to start working from what you know. Stop talking and do it.
That's right.
So we're moving into the Setmet fire. So, yeah, all roads are leading back to France, but we go beyond that. All we're doing is collecting our shit in France and making another stop.
That's right. It's just another stop along the way.
We are the collection agency.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just one of our stops.
That's right. Powerful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So you are the statue, sisters, for real.
That's right.
Like bearers, because brothers would do anything for sisters. You set the standard.
Yes.
And make the brothers practice what they preach. Because that armchair revolution that you talk about, Ms. Blue, you said armchair revolutionary, that
yes.
shit don't work.
No, that don't work.
That shit don't work.
Mm-hmm.
It don't work. It don't work.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Beautiful.
One more thing I want to give.
Yes.
The common denominator that's going on, when you talked about even the 1896 with Ferguson versus Plessis,
yes.
even with the Louisiana Purchase,
mm-hmm.
Remember I gave 1955, which was Brown versus the Board of Education, 1955 right
yes.
there.
Right.
Every time, all of these energies are connected to Saturn being in Scorpio, in the same position it is in now.
Yes, yes, this is what we talked about. Yes. Mm-hmm. Powerful. It's in the same place. So, you know, understanding that really should help you to understand exactly what's going on.
Yeah, we could do some readings. That'd be fine.
Okay. Well,
I'm gonna line up with his energy. Yes.
Well, yes, yes, yes. We are gonna do some readings. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines. We're gonna be doing readings tonight. I cannot tell you. I don't even know what kind of mood I'm in, where I am. I don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to get it in. So press 1 when you get on the phone lines if you're calling from an internet.
Tomorrow is a very powerful day. Boy, it's whew.
Yeah.
We've been having this date, these 3 days, for a long time. I had no idea. You know, we didn't know at that time Brother Michael Brown's funeral was going to be tomorrow. You know, we've been seeing this gateway opening here.
Yes. These are some dates. So you guys can know that back when Brother Bilal was out with Brother Dietrich and the whole crew out there in California, this is when all of this broke to us. So you can get an understanding and really just kind of see that, you know, these things we've been knowing since then, that all of this energy and these things were going to happen, you know, that this energy was coming online for us. And so, you know, it's important, like I said, the 25th, the 26th, the 27th, that you begin to share, because I've pushed out so much energy. We pushed out that energy last night. We'll be doing it again, 11-11, tomorrow and for the next 3 days. So we definitely want you guys to report anything that you pick up, anything that's coming up, because we know that you guys have the ability to do it, and we know that we're part of the new collective consciousness that is going to cause these shifts. And like I said, thousands are going to be waking up, and they are. And so the earth is really it's really that expression of what's going on with people on the inside. They're being shook from the core.
Do this for me, Ms. Blue. I want you to make a connection right here, and I'm going to say this first. Is
yes.
Every person on this planet represents a certain energy.
Yes.
Even with the goddess Aset, understanding what Isis is, it's just the energy they're talking about, not just the name and the person.
Yes.
It's connected
to
a certain energy.
Yes. Yes.
And what I have noticed.
Mm-hmm. No. Go ahead. I was agreeing.
And this is what I want you to speak to, and this is what I have been seeing. We have access to every spirit that ever existed and that still exists on this planet.
Yes.
But they have no, you have to give them the permission to assist you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Agree.
Because you are the gods walking right now. You have access to thousands and thousands of spirits to come and assist you. It reminded me what Brother Binks was saying about the story of Haiti with Toussaint Overture and
how they run with their magic and their spirits, because they tune in. They gave them permission to step in and intervene.
Yeah, yeah.
And we communicate with the spirit. We a lot of people work with the gods and goddesses now, but you never gave them permission to come and assist you.
Right. So true. That's right.
And I want to ask you, how important is that asking for assistance?
It's key. You know, I can definitely say it's been very, very key for me in my evolution and how I begin to move myself forward, both in the physical, because like you said, I'm looking at it from all aspects, physical, mental, spiritual, every aspect. To ask for assistance, to ask for help. It's one of those things that the spirit guides and the ancestors tell me that this is really where humans are really jacked the fuck up at. They don't want to ask for help. They will sit there and struggle and strife and will not ask for help, because the main thing that happens a lot of times is that they want the credit. Nobody wants to say anybody helped them, that they did it all by themselves, and they become invisible to that. And when you put that energy around you and they become invisible, and you say, oh, I did this, and I did it on my own, and I did it by myself, or you don't acknowledge those who helped you, that kills your life force energy. Because truly, all is not one. All is all. And if you make all one, it's like a fire burning on one wick. And when all of that energy is there, it goes away. There's nothing else to go. There's nowhere else for you to go. You're at a dead end. You're at a stopping point. So asking for help, it's really a sign of growth. It really is a sign that you're tapped in, that you recognize. You recognize that you are connected to everything. There's days when I have to ask the air for help. There's days when I ask the sun to assist me. There's days that I even ask my children to help me and then thank them for helping me. See, it was something, and I think Dr. Banks did this show when we started to talk about we've lost our manners. And more importantly, we've lost our manners here in the physical, but we've lost our manners even when it comes to spiritual things, and we've become so arrogant. You know, we were talking about that last night on Friday's show. The number one thing about what was going on in this war is that they became so ignorant when we start to look at the history here, starting in Missouri, where the slavery started in the West. They became ignorant, but they also became so goddamn arrogant. They became so arrogant, and that is what caused their whole demise with that. And as a people, we've watched other people be arrogant in their ignorance, arrogant in how we handle each other, even arrogant how we speak to our ancestors, even arrogant in what we think we can do and what we're doing, just really arrogant. And so that's a reflection that not only goes outward, but this ends up being your internal reflection of how you're communicating with your higher self. So when we start to talk about the battle, the battle between good and evil, that's the battle inside of you. We speak to ourselves in a way that is so selfish and so arrogant. We speak to our own inner selves that way. We become ignorant to what our higher self is telling us. And that ignorance is being perpetuated physically, mentally, and spiritually. So sometimes when people feel like they're so stuck, or they can't get a vision and they can't get inspiration, it's because they become so fucking arrogant. We say we're moving closer to understanding our role as a spiritual being, but our actions sometimes show that we have moved so much completely into this 3D reality that we can't even begin to see our way out of it. So asking for help is key. But we think that that's bowing down. We think that that's somehow submitting ourselves. That we think that that's somehow saying that we're weak or we're useless or we're not as great. See, we have this desire to prove that we fucking somebody. This desire, sometimes I look at it and I see it, and it really, 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 it hurts me in my heart. Because anytime you got to prove that you somebody, I already know that you don't believe it. Anytime you got to prove that you better than somebody, or that you can do some shit that nobody else can do, or you thought of an idea before somebody else thought of the idea and owe you this, and then I already know that you don't know that for sure. It's not about that. We talk about murder. We talk about crime. We talk about things to destroy. We talk about not wanting to be in this state of chaos. But too often, we play around with that in our minds so much when we're having an internal conversation with ourselves, that when it comes time for us to speak, whether it's to the spirit world or the physical world, we can't do it. We walk around with all these goddamn accolades and letters before our names, calling ourselves shit that we know we ain't. So asking for help? Yeah, the black code. That's what that is. All of that is the black code. So asking for help is key. It's essential to life. If you truly want to evolve, and if you truly want to be able to be in the position where somebody can ask you for help, but you can't say that you want something you ain't willing to give to nobody else.
Wow.
You know? And this ain't just about wordplay. It's not about wordplay. It really is about action, because that speaks so much louder than anything, because you can see it. It's real. You know, it's very real. Very, very real.
Well said.
Yeah. So that's what I got to say. So stop blaming
everybody.
You know, stop blaming everybody else for your bullshit. Accept your own bullshit. That's it. And ask for help. Stop blaming everybody else. You know.
Wow. Serious 3 days here. 25th, 26th, 27th. Very powerful.
Yes, we're going to go to the phone lines because there's so many of you guys on here. We're going to be doing readings and I guess we'll jump around, Brother Bilal, because it is so many people on the phone lines. When you get on the phone lines, make sure if you have your computer speakers on, you cut them off and you just be on the phone. And also remember, when you're on the phone line, don't have us on speaker, and just tell us your name, where you're calling from, and also give us give Brother Bilal your birthday. And we're going to go to the phone line. So let's go. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code. Calling in from area code. I'm just going to jump around. 203, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue, Brother Bilal. This is Dakiva. I'm calling in from Connecticut.
Okay, greetings to you. From Connecticut.
How are you this evening?
I'm all right. How y'all doing?
Good.
Feeling good. Let me get you. Let me get your birthday before you get started.
Okay, 7981.
7981.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Right. You have us on speaker.
How are you feeling?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Kind of an echo there. That's why I ask. Okay.
Tell us what's going on with you this evening.
Yeah, what's going on?
Where do I begin? Well, you know, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for life right now. It could have been worse, but I see where improvement needs to be. Asking for help, it is my biggest challenge because I think, not that I think, I just have a funky feeling of how the person delivers the help. You understand what I mean? So it, you know, I think I'm a little bit too sensitive when it comes to that, you know, other people's responses. So that's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. And bring us back to what you said in the beginning. You kind of, how people assist you with their help, what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say? You said you don't like the way people, when you ask for help, how they help you, you said?
And I think, well, yeah, both my anticipation and how it comes across, or I guess how I'm receiving it, because I've been receiving things a little bit funky nowadays, so I had to do a lot of self-reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love your energy. I'm looking at your chart right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I need to tell you, and for everybody that's listening, people are showing up to treat you how you treat yourself on the inside. There's no other way to see yourself but through other people.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
I know. And look, I had a very powerful reading earlier today. Okay?
Yes, sir.
You like in the same soul group. It was the same overlying issue because the birth dates are so close.
Mm.
And I'm going to give you the overall view of what your major block is.
Please do.
You have to execute your decision. You're on the damn fence.
Mm-hmm.
Get on one side or the other. You're not going to do anything split. You have to learn how to execute.
Okay.
That's what's blocking everything. You're being so damn diplomatic that you're not executing. Do you know when someone on death row and they getting ready to put them in the chair? They're getting ready to get executed.
That's how we feel with my decisions.
but now look, now think about this. You know when someone sits in that chair, what's getting ready to happen to them?
That anticipate. Everything's running through their mind.
Yeah, they're getting ready to get executed.
Yeah.
I need you to start sitting your decision in the damn chair and pull the damn switch.
Okay.
Because the longer you wait for something to happen, it will never happen.
So true. Mm-mm.
It would never happen. And I'm going to give you a key word for yourself. And take this one to heart. But it's so simple. Please understand your value.
I've been struggling with that.
Yeah, you don't understand your value.
Mm-hmm.
People are treating you how you treat yourself on the inside. You are so valuable, but you are not, you're taking yourself for granted. You take everything you have done, you're taking the shit for granted. You have to learn how to make the decision and move, because if you don't execute your decisions, you're going to be calling here next time we're on the show saying the same shit.
Oh, and I hate that. I hate
execution.
The reruns.
Execution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to say a couple of things to you. One of the main things I want to say, and just kind of echo when I get into your energy, there's a part of you that is so happy. You know, there's a part of you that is so excited, and you're so happy. You know, and that's beautiful that a big part of you is so happy. But then there's another part of you that is so sad. And as I was sitting here listening to Brother Bilal give you the reading, and I was reading your energy, it was speaking exactly to what he was saying. You can't make up your mind if you want to be happy or sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is a challenge for you. Do you want to be happy or do you want to be sad? And honestly, this is what I want you to take a look at. A big part of you is more comfortable being sad.
Mm-hmm.
You are very comfortable being sad and being unhappy because that allows you to take no responsibility for you whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Then it becomes everyone else's fault for why you've done what you've done. And here's the thing I want you to know. It's really time for you to make a change because, and I know that sounds cliche-ish, but you've been feeling that this is some different things that are happening to you that's been happening in the last 2 months, and guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to change whether you want to or not. So that choice that Brother Bilal is telling you that you need to make, you're either going to make it or it's going to force you into it. It's going to force you into it. And so when you're sitting here thinking about whether you should move or whether you shouldn't move, oh, guess what? Oh, guess what? Guess what's getting ready to happen?
I'm going to be forced out.
You already know. You're getting ready to be forced out. You're going to move and you're going to rebuild. You're getting ready to be forced into a decision that you already know that you need to make. So the choice is really yours. And the beautiful thing is, I'm telling you now, so when it happens, you don't act like you're surprised. Because, see, we tend to be surprised in our life. And that's what you like. You like to be stuck on fucking surprise. Then you go running
wow.
to your mama. You run to your mama, tell my mama, I didn't know that was going to happen. Oh, yes, you did. You knew that was coming. What do you mean you didn't know it was going to happen? Of course you did.
Oh, man. Not a good laugh.
Yeah. So you have to really kind of get yourself in the position. It's not about, it's about taking yourself as value, valuing yourself. You understand that's so important here. It's key here because even when it comes to your spiritual life, your ass is all over the place. How do I know? Because I see spirit guides that are coming from all Muslim background, Christian background. I see all kinds of spiritual guides around you, and they ass is just as confused as you. One minute you want to be a damn Christian, the next minute you want to be a Muslim, the next minute you want to be over here playing with this occult shit, the next minute you want to call yourself Buddhist. You all over the place.
Wow.
They looking at you, you looking at them. One minute you got something wrapped around your head, the next minute you got your ass hanging out. What are you going to do?
I don't even know. I'm going to be honest. That's a bad place to be.
So it's about not committing. I'm not telling you that you have to commit to any of those things, but you better commit to yourself. See, the problem is not with any of those other things. The problem is you can't commit to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to figure out why you can't get a commitment. You can't even get a commitment out of your children. You can't get a commitment from nobody else because you can't commit to you.
So true.
I don't want it to be true. I need you to understand. I need you to sit with it and really begin, like I said. You're in this energy. This energy is right here for you. That guess what? You ain't got to choose. You ain't got to make a choice. It's going to be made for you. You ain't got to do nothing. You could sit back and ride the waves, and your worst fears will happen. It'll happen. You ain't got to do nothing. You ain't got to say nothing. You ain't got to make a decision. You ain't got to do that. But then when things don't turn out the way you want, then you can let people know that guess what? I didn't do it. I didn't do anything. Nothing. So, therefore, whatever happened, I just allowed it to happen. You have to take the chains off of Offset. You walking around like you got shackles on, like you got chains on. But then you want to jump. You want to say hallelujah. You want to say I get it. You want to say shalakum shalom. You know, you want to say all of these things, but you don't want to do no work. Do the work. Do the work. And then recognize the work you've done, because that's going to keep you moving forward. It's going to keep you where you are. Stop worrying about making a commitment, making promises to all of these peoples and these organizations, and you don't have no intentions of keeping them. None. Make a commitment to yourself. To yourself.
Understood.
Mm-hmm. Make a commitment to yourself. Once you make that commitment to yourself, then everything else will flow itself in its place, and life will stop being so difficult. Stop falling in love with drama. Stop falling in love with sadness. Stop falling in love with pain. Stop falling in love with that. Start falling in love with joy. Start falling in love with life. Give it to that. That takes work. Happiness is a choice, but that takes work. Inspiration has to be fed. So I want you to know I love you. I love you as my sister. And I know you can do this.
I believe I can as well.
Yeah. I don't want you to believe. I want you to know that you can do it.
I know I can.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. All right. Peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Bye, everyone.
All right.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 216. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi. This is Kamiko, and I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. Greetings to you.
Okay. Yes, my birthday is 9/24/81.
Okay. Same soul group from the last.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Yeah, you see how it start lining up. Tell us what's going on. How are you feeling?
Okay. So I've been feeling really emotional over the past few days because my father passed on the 21st. And I don't know, like I've just been kind of really feeling like I'm in need of some answers and just kind of wanting to know if there's anything that could have been done about it. And also, I mean, now that it's done and he's gone, I just want to know, like, you know, kind of like what now, like, you know, where is he? You know what I mean? Just,
yeah.
Just so that I can kind of begin to move forward.
Wow. You know, I want to say this to you. First of all, you know, just my heart goes out to you and the family about your father's passing. One of the things I can tell you is that I see that this was something that happened pretty quick. Did it? What? Tell me about what did fire have to do with this in a house?
I don't know anything about fire. All I know is that that Thursday morning, I just got my kids off to school, and then I live literally two houses down from my mom's house and my dad's house, and then so I walked back home, and one of my best friends called me from work, and then I clicked over because the phone call came in from my mom, and, you know, her voice was just like, you know, get over here now, and just I just ran down the street, and, you know,
I understand, and I think your father is coming through. I don't mean to cut you off, but this is telling me is that your father was feeling some sort of burning sensation in his chest. And and I know this was pretty sudden. Did he pass? Did it have something to do with his heart?
We're not sure yet. Like, it just was, the whole thing was just so horrible because I started chest compressions. I know that he was having trouble with respiration.
Yeah, with breathing.
Yes, and after, like, he was still warm and everything when I was doing the compression. So when the EMS came, you know, I was still kind of optimistic that they may be able to help. But then it was like once everything was said and done, the police came, and then they started to sort of blame us for my mother and I, like, oh, my God, it just was, it was already hard enough to experience the loss. And then next thing I know, they started to kind of accuse us, you know, of taking his life as well. So I don't know, like, it's just been so difficult. And
we
don't know, like.
Well, I know that it's a lot, so it makes sense, because one of the things that he's showing me is that it has to do, it happened in his house. So he's showing me the house, and then, you know, I've seen some burning sensation. So, you know, your father is saying, you know, he experienced a lot of pain, a lot of burning sensation inside of his chest, and then breathing, and then his breath was taken away from him. So it did pass very quickly. Could there have been something that could have been done? No. Not in that way. So it's not anything that you or your mother could have. It's not anything that you or your mother could have done anything about. But let me ask you, who is Charles?
Charles, that's, I mean, no one that rings a bell to me.
Maybe just save that name for your father, because it looks like there are some people who are there, and he's mentioning someone named Charles. So I don't know. It could have been someone, you know, before you actually have known that. Now, your father is also saying that he was kind of feeling ill a couple of days prior to. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, because we were going to, I spoke to my mother the night before, and she said, I don't like the way your dad is breathing. And she was like, she was going to take him to the hospital that night, but then they decided instead, he said he was going to watch the game and they would go that morning. And I was like, okay, well, do you want me to go along with you? And she was like, well, no, you know, because I had an appointment with my manager. And she was like, well, no, you know, we'll just go in the morning. And next thing I know, like, everything just happened so quickly. And, you know, like, that morning came, but it was like it just happened before. And it just felt like when I got over here, like maybe he had just stopped breathing or something, because it's just like he just was so warm. And I'm like, wow, like I just couldn't believe it. It just seemed like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well, know that definitely he is getting himself acclimated on the other side. He definitely sends his love to the whole family. But one of the main things he wants you to know is that there wasn't anything that you or your mother could have done any different at that particular moment. And, you know, it's real tricky when it comes to us passing on to the other side or the other realm. You understand what I'm saying? And I know that definitely you loved your father, and your father loved you very much, as well as your mother also. You know, but there was nothing you could do at that particular point. You did exactly what you knew to be right. And even your mom, you know, she was in shock. Because, you know, in her mind, you know, she was feeling, she's always been able to make your dad feel better. She's always been able to make him feel better. And so, you know, that was her making him feel better, you know. And when he said no, he's good, he was going to be there. So, you know, she trusted that. But it is going to be a healing process for you guys, but he is definitely around in very good spirits. And he didn't feel anything. He says, thank you so much. And do you have his necklace?
No, I didn't even know for him to have a necklace, but I know one thing is his keys. Like, for some reason, like, I just feel really close to him holding his keys. It's like this, it has like this little green clip on it, and when I hold it, like, I just feel really close to him in that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's showing me something that looks like a necklace. I don't want to make keys a necklace, but maybe that's it. But he says that you do have it. So that could possibly be it. It's a little foggy for him because he is getting himself acclimated. He has a lot of people greeting him. He's talking about somebody named Charles or Charlie. You may want to ask your mom about it, you know, when she's open to that and see that. But he sends his love and to know that that is him in the house doing certain things around the house. Like maybe the lights and stuff were flicking and the TV and different things of that nature, that's him. He's still there, very much sending his love. He is spending some time in the healing tanks to begin to get himself acclimated. Who's the school teacher in the family?
I mean, I'm not sure. Like, on my father's side of the family, it's definitely an age difference. Like, my father was 83. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I guess that was also another question, because then he passed away on 8/21. So when we listened to the show and I told my mother before the show, I said, I wonder if, you know, if this is like, because it's like this huge event and so many people love them in a community. And I'm like, okay, the 8 and the 3, it's 11/11.
Yeah.
And my father's name was Ray, and I've even named, like, my son, his middle name is Raekwon, and then my last daughter's name is Raya. And, you know, definitely this son energy is something that's always been just so important to me. And just to kind of incorporate my father's name into my children's, my children as well. But, I really didn't know my father's side of the family very well, and I ended up kind of growing up being a little closer to my mother's side, and my mother and father was, like, 20 years apart in age difference, and so, like, I'm 32, so my father was 83, so it's like I really don't know. Like, a lot of times, like, even in situations like this, that's when I begin to kind of say, oh, okay, this is who this and this person is, but only usually, like, when it's something like this that happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, your father loved you very much, and as well as all of his, you know, his family, children, and everyone. So, you know, that is something that's very close to his heart, and, you know, he wouldn't have had it no other way than to have you there with him. You know, that is definitely the key thing for him, is definitely to have you there with him and your mother, you know, which was a very, very important part of the life. But definitely, you know, I want you to, you know, give yourself a chance to do that. He'll let you know that he's around and around your children, and that energy and that spirit is there with you. He's getting himself acclimated, but he definitely is, you know, he's excited. He's excited to do a lot of the things that he's wanted to continue doing. You know, even though he was getting up in his age, because he was pretty active and healthy for his age. He really was.
Yes, and he just had one lung, and the other lung he just found out was partially collapsed. And so it had only been, like, I guess within this last month and a half or two that he began to kind of decline with this activity. And you know, so we all definitely became kind of worried for a while. But, you know, I don't know. It's still, it's just been.
But I want you to know that that's normal. You have to give yourself permission to mourn this, you know, to be able to feel this and to celebrate your father. It'll day by day, you know, you'll be able to take this energy in and be able to do it, you know, and you can still speak to him. He's still around you. You know, we don't really die, you know, our spirit goes on. And of course you're going to miss him here in the physical, because you could talk to him and, you know, you guys would talk every day. With the kids and all of this, of course, that's normal, but give yourself permission to do that, you know, to be able to do that, because you're in a very unique cycle yourself. It's really about your intuition and your intuitiveness being heightened for you coming into this particular energy. So you're going to be able to connect with your dad and be able to speak to him and see how he's doing and all of that. You can even ask him to show up in your dreams and you know, to be close to you. So you are feeling him, because he is still very close to you, getting himself acclimated as he continues on his journey. But he is definitely still there, loving you even more than ever before. And the same,
Thank you for that. And if I can ask one more thing, like, my dad did not have life insurance, and we're kind of still in limbo, waiting to see, like, maybe on Monday, like, we found this military picture of him when he was, like, very young. And so we're waiting for information back to see if we could even have funds for the services. And that's another thing. It's like,
it's all going to work itself out. It's going to work itself out. And I want you to just be open, and your mom, to all the information that you find out about your father. And I want you to hold true to the man that you love and the father that you know. That's going to be key for you as you guys begin to move forward, is just as you knew him and you loved him and you understood him to be. You understand? So don't worry about all of those things. They will take care of themselves. And probably within the next, I would say, I kind of suck with time, but really within the next sort of kind of, really within the next 9 to 10 days, the picture will become so much clearer, you know. And, you know, I know you want to be there for your mother to help support her through this time. It's going to be a lot of family members that you didn't know on your father's side that's going to start to come. They're going to start to surface themselves. Just remember your father as he loved you and you loved him. You understand? Because he gave you the best. He gave your mother the best of what he has. And use the energy from the 25th to the 27th that I've been talking here for, just to kind of take that energy in. And that'll help you guys as you continue on this journey there. Yeah. Yeah. But everything's going to work itself out. It will. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And peace and love to you. Peace and love to you. And one of the things I want you to do, I want you to email me at questionforblue, because what we're going to do here tonight, myself and Brother Bilal, we're going to gift you the meditation with the Archangel Michael in it. That's going to be our gift to you.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. And, you know, my son.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. My son had a dream a couple. I mean, I don't know. It was this summer. And the way he described the dream to me, it was whatever he said. Because I remember listening to Brother Panic or something, and I was like, hey, that's Michael Jackson that came to you in the dream. So, I don't know. And, wow. I mean, that's just... Beautiful.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah. Make sure you email me, and that's going to be a gift from myself and Brother Bilal.
Yeah.
We'll give you that meditation, and you can begin to work with that, okay? So
peace and love to you, whole
family. Don't forget to talk to your mom about some of those things, and, let me know. Peace and love.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Peace and love to you, too.
All right, yeah. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 954. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Brother Bilal. This is Frenda calling from California.
Okay,
hey,
great.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, how are you guys doing? Yeah, I'm in self-invested. How are you guys doing?
Oh, yeah, we know it. We know it. How you doing?
Yes. And I'm the one with the weird name. My birthday is June 4th, 1967.
All right, June 4th, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's going on with you this evening?
Not a lot. Trying to do as much spiritual work as I can. I think sometimes I put more energy into that than I think, not necessarily work is work.
Right.
Just trying to keep myself kind of balanced out, or actually trying to balance myself out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I've been shooting for. I know that I had spoken before with Miss Boo about my lower chakras that were kind of blocked. So I've been doing different things. I just came off of a cleanse, a five-day cleanse, and just trying different things to try to just get balanced out, especially with all it, because it's a lot of energy that's around. I see it in my patients.
Oh, yeah.
It's very interesting. And I have to kind of deal with it at work and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to stay, you know, balanced and not overfuse with things. So that's kind of where I am right now.
Okay. Let me ask you, what is your next move?
Why do I know you're something like that? My next move is that I've been trying to make a move on for the last probably like it's going on a year now, is to actually finish up a business plan for an idea that I have for a multi-specialty medical group practice. And I keep getting these blocks with the financial. It's actually written. I just don't have the financials done because it's kind of a complex infrastructure. So every time I kind of reach out to get help from people, things are kind of happening in the people's lives where things get delayed, if that makes sense. And so that's kind of where I am. I had a good friend who's an ex-banker who's going to help me, and unfortunately his mother's dying. And so it's like I told him, don't worry obviously about what we're doing. Take care of that, because his father is kind of going through a whole lot of stuff seeing his mother die. And so everything has kind of been on standstill, because that's the last piece of the puzzle that I need in order to move forward.
Well, let me tell you how this works. You are most definitely in the cycle where everything is getting ready to open up, and it won't happen until after what I've been talking about for the longest, after Saturn cross over. You are in the cycle. It's just the last finished work that needs to be done. It's just like you starting something at something ending. You don't even want it to break open right now. You have that plan together. Hold tight to it. The finances are coming. I promise you that.
Gotcha.
What I want you to do right now
is make sure you speak your truth and be very verbal, not arrogant, not forceful. Just be there for the people that need you right now, because you are going to need them later, because this will take off. It will take off. So I don't need you to press the cord. I don't need you to press and just force things to happen. Let them unfold naturally. That way you could trust it and you would be in much security in worrying about if it's going to, you know, work or not. You know, when it naturally happened, you'd be more confident and more secure. It's on the way. It's on the way. And it's going to start showing itself as early as the first of the year.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah, that's not a long time. We building up to this energy.
Yeah.
And if you notice, it's a lot of transition taking place. At the end of every year, if you notice, it's always like that. But this is going to be a big year, for real.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big year. So just hold tight. It's coming. Don't get too ambitious on me.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes.
Get too ambitious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would definitely say that. You're in a very, very beautiful cycle as well. And, you know, just the interesting cycle, it's kind of what I call shine bright like a diamond. You know, this is the shine bright like a diamond cycle for you. And it's really setting you up, you know, putting you in that position for things to open up for you. What's going to be key for you, Frienda, is that you have to take the lead. But I want you to really understand what I mean when I say take the lead. Do you know what that means? What does that mean to you, I guess, is a better question.
To me, it kind of means being showing leadership skills, but obviously more like showing everyone or expressing to everyone what the blueprint is, not necessarily in a dominant way, like you have to do X, Y, and Z. But to me, when you say that, it means to, I've got to take the lead to say, because it's something that I think I'm doing that's different, to show them the blueprint. So I've got to take the initiative.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what's ringing in my head right now.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you expressed that, because that's not what I mean at all. Taking the lead means that this is really is about you taking the lead with you. Has nothing to do with anybody else, but you really taking the lead, just like Brother Bilal was saying, and making sure you're communicating clearly, making sure that you are inside of your own emotions. And not just speaking from a perspective that can't connect with you. That you are truly speaking from the lead, from your own leadership with inside of yourself, and really connecting that voice to the seat of your emotion. You know, really connecting with your solar plexus, really connecting with how you're truly feeling, not just speaking from your mind. You understand, not speaking just from your head, not just speaking analytically, but really speaking heartfelt things and really sharing that. So if you happen to see somebody or a friend and you want to say, oh, I really like your outfit you have on, you know, you said something key about trying to keep these two lives separate, and that's where I think you're struggling at, because they really should come together. That they really should come together. You should be able to have that honest expression of who you are and be able to do that in your workplace. You're not a different person when you're at work. You shouldn't be.
Actually, I do, but I think it gets me in trouble more so than
It gets you in trouble when you feel that you have to try to force your way onto other people.
Okay.
But it shouldn't get you in trouble if you are just being who you are, because that's how you got there in the first place, isn't it?
Yes, correct.
You wasn't being somebody else and got to where you are. You were being you.
Correct.
So when you can connect with that and really connect with it from the position of just understanding that you are talking to another being, another enlightened being, then that's where you're going to find that balance at for yourself, that you're speaking to someone else like yourself. You can recognize that energy within them as you recognize it inside of you. Then it won't be a struggle for you, and you can take the lead with yourself and be able to do that in a way that's comfortable for you, in a way that's not offensive for anybody else. Yeah. Beautiful cycle you're in, though.
The check is in the mail.
Beautiful cycle. It is. It really is. It's the shine bright like a diamond. So it's about just staying in that position of leadership with who you are, because that's when you're at your best anyway. That's when you're doing your best work. That's when you're communicating the best. That's when things are clearer to you, when you're truly just inside and really feeling that energy with inside of your solar plexus, where the seat of your soul is. Because that voice that comes out is just amazing.
And I know exactly what you're speaking about, because things can get a little personal at work with patients. They confide in me. People do that very easily. They mm-hmm. confide very personal things, and a lot of times I hear myself giving people, I guess, my perspective, and I tell them it's my perspective, but I hear my voice or my tone of my voice change, and it's a very interesting tone that seems to be very soothing, so I understand what you're saying,
yeah.
because then
yeah.
I know I'm speaking from my heart. I get exactly what you're saying to me.
Yeah,
I get it.
That's when you're doing your magic for real, girl. That's where you got to get.
All right.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no doubt.
Likewise. Peace and love.
Peace and self-invested.
Yes, self-invested. Well, can you believe we have about 4 minutes left to go in the form?
Wow. Time flies.
It does.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just stay and
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, my thing is stay close to your heart, stay close to what you're feeling, and everything will work itself out. But it's time to go beyond that limited mindset. It's time for that real paradigm shift
mm-hmm.
and get some of this shit done.
Mm-hmm.
Execute. Time to execute.
Beautiful. It definitely is. I want to thank you so much, Brother Bilal, for coming on and sharing. It's always a pleasure to have you here and to get this knowledge out to everyone. Don't forget, you guys, you can reach out to Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com for those soul alignment readings, and also reach out for those the soul cycle calendars readings as well too, so you can begin to see yourself and know your next step, because that's going to be important. I'm also going to be starting the Akashic Record readings, so you can reach out to me.
Yeah.
My information and Brother Bilal's information is available in the show notes, you guys. We love you so much. I love you guys all so much. I thank you so much for being present here. Don't forget to report the 25th, the 26th, the 27th. 11-11 is when the burst of those energies are going to come in. I'm really going to be focusing and working hard to help push it more out to our soul group here. So I want you guys to go over on Facebook, click like, and report that there. So we're going to get ready to close out here. You guys have an amazing week. Can't wait to see what you guys come up with, you magic makers there. And you know what to do. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Love it over on Facebook. And, leave a comment on Twitter as well. I see you guys over there too, chiming in and chiming off. And don't forget to download. So peace and love to you all around the world. And thank you guys so much for joining me here live in the remix. And don't forget to always know your magic. Peace and love to you guys out there, and much love, warm spirit. Peace and love.